Heavenly Father, how grateful we are to be gathered in your house of prayer, which you have stretched the 10 pegs of across this nation and united our hearts in your love. Open our eyes now, Lord, that we may see wondrous things from your word. Your word is the joy and rejoicing of our heart. Nourish us now in the knowledge of your love, Lord Jesus. Be magnified in the praises and prayers of your people. In your mighty name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I'm so glad you could join us here for our noon hour, our time of repentance. We talked about this morning that we're following the Acts method of praying. Our morning hour is for adoration. We're just spending our time filling the airways with praise to our great King, our Lord. Our noon hour is to just clear that channel so that nothing hinders our prayers, and to open that way that we can be a clear channel for God's blessings to come upon this land. And in the evenings, we spend our time in thanksgiving and supplication. And so we just come before the Lord now with a heart and a desire to honor him with our hearts. He gives the best of himself to us, so we want to give the best of ourselves to him. Our devotional time is the story of Elisha and how he prayed probably one of the best prayers he could pray for his student, and that was that his eyes would be open to see the vast army that was around him. And it is a prayer that we all need to be praying and receive. We need to have our eyes opened. You know, in Matthew it says, this is Matthew 6, it says that the lamp of the body is the eye. So if, therefore, your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And all around us are people who are stumbling in the dark without Jesus. They are blind because sin has blinded them from seeing God. And it's a great tragedy that they walk around seeing all the natural beauty that God has created by his wonderful hand, and yet they cannot see God himself. And we read from Romans 1 that they are without excuse. You know, there are many people who are walking around in this world enjoying the blessings of God, and yet they don't see God at all. And because they are blind to God himself, they're also blind to his word, his law, and they don't know that they've broken it. They see the Ten Commandments, but they don't understand the truth of those Ten Commandments. When they see I don't murder, they don't think they murder, but they don't understand if you have hatred in your heart, that's murder. They don't understand they're breaking God's law. They're blind to their own sinful condition. And they love the dark better than the light. Because they don't see their sin, they don't see their need for the remedy of that sin that's been provided. In Proverbs 14:34, we read, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people." People who have their eyes blinded to God, because they only see through their natural eyes. They cannot see him. Their eyes have not been open to spiritual things. They don't understand the danger they're in. So we who know what danger they're in need to show them the way. They don't see the wondrous mercy that's available to them to deliver them from their dangerous position through the atoning sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to show them the way as the church. They cannot see the beauties of the Lord until the scales are removed from their eyes, just like the Apostle Paul. He went forward to persecute this church, to destroy what God was building. And until God confronted him and blinded him by the light of Christ, did he realize the truth, the truth. You know, when man fell in the garden and sinned, his eyesight was dimmed. He went blind and his ability to see God was diminished. And so the only way that natural man can receive true sight, true vision, is to have new eyes, been given new eyes, and that's through the Holy Spirit at salvation. So today we want to pray, as we're praying and repenting, we want to pray for the eyes of the lost to be open and for the blind to see their dangerous and desperate condition. And we as the church need to repent that we are presenting a diminished and a distorted picture of the beauty of our Lord in the way that we live in this world. And one of the reasons we're coming together in these seasons, this gift of this 21 days God's given us to keep, draw us close to his heart, to restore that heart of love for the lost, to restore that heart of love for others, so that we would want to help them and shine that light that we've been given, not hide it under a bushel, but shine it so that they can see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven, so their eyes will begin to be open to see the beauties of holiness, to see the beauty of God, and come to him and have the scales removed. So we want to pray as Elisha prayed for his servant, Lord, open their eyes that they may see. And we want to pray also with a heart of gratitude, because somewhere there was somebody praying for us before we came to Christ. Somebody was praying for us that our blind eyes would be opened. You know, it is the heart of the Father and to the glory of God that our eyes should be opened to see the wonderful Savior. So we want to pray for every eye to be opened to see the Lord Jesus, to see the King in his beauty, and to come to his feet. So we're going to pray for this next hour. If you want to come up and kneel at the altar and pray, or at the microphone there, or from your seat, just proclaim the word of God, whatever the Spirit lays upon your heart to repent for. And remember, we're standing in the gap. So we want to pray repentance, just like Daniel, just like Nehemiah, just like Ezra. When they saw the disaster in their land, they stood in the gap and they prayed, included themselves in the prayer, and prayed repentingly towards the Lord that he would return to them and restore them and show his favor. That's what this season is for. That's what this hour noon is for, to see the disaster in our land, to see the disaster in our homes, to see this disaster in the church, and what's blocking the way for God to send his blessings, and just confess that to God. Because if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's power in the blood of Jesus. We need to come to that fountain and get that cleansing that we need. So I just encourage you to pray. And for those who are watching online, and also at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, we love you, we bless you. Just feel that the silence that you may be here with prayers and repentance where you're at. And also when there is that stillness, to take the time to listen to the Father's heart. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and show you, as only he can do through his sanctifying power, what is it that needs to be cleansed? What does it need to be empty? Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's lay our hearts bare before the Lord. Let us him examine our hearts and be willing to listen and to be obedient and repent of it so that we can clear that channel. So let's go before the Lord and seek his face and seek his cleansing. O glorious light of the world, all around us is darkness. We need to reconnect to the source of all our spiritual power and strength. We are weak, Lord, and you know it. That's why you've sent us the gift of this season. You're visiting us with your love. You're wanting to strengthen your children, to correct our waywardness, to show us how far we've fallen, to stir up, Lord, that first love fire within us for you and love for others, Lord, so we can pray your heart, Lord. We want to see you have the reward of your travail, to see you receive the desire of your heart. So connect our hearts in this hour, Lord, and whatever is blocking us from hearing you and you hearing our prayers. Lord, help us to hear what the Spirit is saying. Come with your sanctifying power and wash and cleanse us, Lord. May every area of our lives be given over to you, Lord Jesus. Every thought be taken captive and made obedient to Christ. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to purify our hearts and to clear away the corruption which is hindering our prayers and blocking the flow of your blessing to this earth. God, help us to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, so that we may, as a body, stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose us. Right now, we're like Israel's army on the battlefield in David's day, when he alone stood up to stand against Goliath. Strengthen us, Lord. Rid us of that devoted thing in our life that is hindering our success and victory on the battlefield of Christ, we pray. Lead us in our prayers, we pray. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. O Lord, open my mouth, show forth your praise, For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Girgashites. To give it to his descendants, you have performed your words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar and by night with a pillar of fire to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke to them from heaven. You gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in kindness, and you did not forsake them. In your manifold mercies, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road, nor did the pillar of fire by night to show them light in the way they should go. You also gave them your good spirit to instruct them. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. They delighted themselves in your great goodness. Yet for many years you had patience with them. You testified against them by your spirit and your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercy, you did not utterly consume them or forsake them, Lord, for you are God, gracious and merciful, the great and mighty and awesome God. We are before you, Lord. Show us our wicked ways. Show us what we need to repent of in this hour, Lord Jesus. Speak to our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for forsaking you in this land. Forgive us, Lord, for not treasuring your word. Forgive us for breaking your every command, especially to love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Come and take down these idols, Lord. Tear them down so that we will worship you alone. Make your name great in this nation, Lord. Cleanse us. Make us whole and holy unto the Lord, we pray.
Hail, hail, line of Judah. Let the lion roar. Dear Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, even now, to your chosen people, Lord, you are protecting them, Lord, as many rockets and missiles come in daily, Lord. Your hand is upon them, and we thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, we confess, Lord, that as a country, Lord, we are not acting as we should towards your people, Lord, as the current administration, Lord, is trying to control, trying to manipulate, Lord. And Lord, we just repent of that, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would move in this nation, Lord, to be fully supportive of your chosen people, Israel, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that you would just move the mountains that's needed, Lord, to carry out, Lord, your blessing, Lord, that you've so blessed this nation with, Lord. From Genesis 12, Lord, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed, Lord. And we thank you for your faithfulness in that blessing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you can't judge our land because of that blessing is like we deserve, Lord. And we just ask that our country would continue, Lord, to support Israel in every way, Lord. And we just thank you for your hand of protection upon them, Lord. Just we ask that would continue, Lord, that you just are doing miracle after miracle, Lord, as their technology is good and protecting a lot of the missiles, but the ones that are getting through, Lord, they just land randomly, Lord, often not hurting anybody, Lord. And we know that's your hand, and we just thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you that you just love us. We thank you that you show us daily, Lord, through Israel, but even in our own lives, Lord, how you just care for us, that you love us, Lord, and we just praise your name, Lord, and just ask that you would just forgive us of how we constantly turn our eyes from you, Lord. And Lord, we do just ask that you would remove the blinder, Lord, on your chosen people, Lord, that just many millions of them would come to know you, Lord. Lord, help us to be the light, Lord, to them, Lord, through showing your faithfulness, Lord. We just thank you for the victory we have in Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalm 66. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Lord, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your eyes, Lord, are too pure to look upon sin. Lord, we pray for your church. We are to be your light in the world. Therefore, our eyes need to be full of light. Lord, we pray for those in the body who see the enemy surrounding the city as Elisha's servant did, but they do not have eyes to see the great host of angels who are protecting us because their eyes have grown dim. Lord, give us eyes to see not just the disaster, but the deliverance that you have provided us in yourself. Lord, we pray that our eyes would always be watchful and that we would be on the alert, especially the youthful and immature in the body, Lord, that they would see the eyes, with eyes, have the eyes to see the enemy and his devices, Lord, that they would not fall for his flatteries and false words that are leading them astray. Help us to remember that he disguises himself as an angel of light. So give us discerning eyes to what the true light is, so that we will not be seduced by that counterfeit light of the enemy. Let our eyes, Lord, only look to you. Put blinders on our eyes to anything else but you and your beauty. You are the omniscient Lord who has seven eyes upon that one stone. Lord, help us to have your eyes to see. We need better eyes than the eyes we were given of at birth, and we praise you at our new birth in Christ. Lord, you give us new eyes. You open our eyes to see a whole new world. Lord, let us dwell in that place and always come up to that higher place and see from your perspective. Give us eyes to see you everywhere, Lord, in everything. To see your hand in it all, to trust you. Oh Lord, we praise you that you are washing us in this season, that you're coming with your cutting, refining work, and removing that sin and cancer from our body that is robbing us of the life that we have in you. And hindering us from bringing that life to others. Help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand and allow you to do that sanctifying, purifying, cleansing, fiery work in our life so that we will be holy to you. Psalm 38. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure, for your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. O Lord, in you I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. Those who render evil for good are my adversaries. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Psalm 141. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. My eyes are upon you, O God. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me and the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely.
Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, we give you permission to search our hearts deeply. Let us not fight that spirit of conviction. Maybe something, Lord, we've been justifying individually or as a nation. Start with our hearts, God, right where we are. Search our heart, as David said. Let us see it clearly that we might be honest about it. Lord, your word speaks of intentional and unintentional sin, known and unknown. Lord, I pray you convict us of any unknown sin, maybe something we're grieving you and we didn't even realize it was grieving you. But right now, Lord, begin to reveal it. Let us not fight it. Let us be broken. Confess it. But Lord, not just confess it. Let us repent and turn from it. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we submit our hearts to you to do whatever you want to do. Make us like you, Lord, and let us be pleasing in your sight.
O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. Your eyes are open to all the ways of men. You say in Jeremiah, can anyone hide in a secret place so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Therefore consider carefully, how will you will listen? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. You say, my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sins, because they have defiled my land with lifeless forms of their vile images, and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols. Lord, our land is corrupt, immoral, unclean, and vile. It is filled with all kinds of idols and idolatry, Lord. Lord, we repent and stand in the gap on behalf of a land that has become idolatrous, Lord. We have forsaken you in this land. Come and cleanse it, Lord. Convict the hearts of the people. Shine forth your light and give them eyes to see that devoted thing that is destroying us and weakening us as a nation, as a church, as a people. Lord, let us bow before your eyes that you show us and repent, be honest. Forgive us, Lord, for those things we hold dear and treasure and cling to when you are the only one that desires and deserves our full allegiance and affections, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, that we have given any of our affections to anything else but you. Lord, bring this land back to you, Lord. Let your name be exalted. Let your glory fill this land, we pray. Stir our hearts to seek your face. We love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we stand in the gap and repent of profanity. Oh, this land, so many mouths filled with ungodly, unholy, abusive, vulgar language that lacks reverence for you, Lord. You are holy and pure. Forgive us, Lord. You say in Exodus 20, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Lord Jesus, the name that is above every name, the name that every knee will bow before, Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, your name is precious. Your name is like ointment poured forth. No wonder the maidens love you. But the worldly, they take that glorious name and profane it in the most vulgar ways. Forgive us, Lord. Leviticus 19 says, "Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord." Forgive us, Lord, that your name is taken in vain in every song, in movies, on the airways, in common conversation. It's just profaned. Forgive us, Lord. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness." Out of reverence for God. Lord, pour a spirit of reverence upon this land. Silence every mouth that begins to even utter your name irreverently. Cut out their tongues. Let them vomit at even the idea of speaking your name without honor. Lord, we want to speak and use your name as you use the name, for you are reverent. Even when you are sharing with your disciples how they should pray, you should say this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Even, Lord, Israel, they would not even say the name. It was so holy. Help us, Lord, to treasure your name. Silence every tongue that speaks it in an impure, ungodly way. We repent on behalf of this land, this world that abuses you. Lord, we love you. Magnify your name. Exalt your name. We as your people extol your holy name, Lord Jesus. Beautiful, wonderful, glorious Savior.
Those who I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Lord, we pray that you would knock on the door of the hearts of your people this day and convict them of your wickedness. Bring us to repentance so that we might grow in your love and your mercy and your grace. Amen.
Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you. In my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. O Lord, we praise you for this hour to come to the fount of cleansing, to be washed from our sins, to acknowledge them before you, to repent and lay them at your feet, that you will cast them in the ocean of your forgetfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us go out in the joy of the Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we praise your holy and awesome, wonderful, mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Jesus, we praise you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you this evening at our 6 o'clock hour. But go out in the joy of the Lord. Have a wonderful afternoon.